This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com. You are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case loving you.
All right, guys. We are back at Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCTORDAHLIA. 1-877-DOC. D-A-L-I. What type of music do you guys like to listen to? I like a little bit of everything. I definitely like, you know, top 40 type stuff. I like some country. I like old school, like 50s and 80s. Every 30 years I like the music, it seems to be. Love Barbershop Quartet. I can sing Barbershop Quartet all the time. I'll listen to a little bit of classical. You know, when I'm pretending to be on the Olympic ice. You know, and I'm, you know, an ice skater going for the gold. Oh, there's Dr. Dahlia, and wow, she does a triple axel. So I'll listen to some, you know, classical music because I'm pretending I'm, you know, in the Olympics and stuff. But for the most part, I listen to it all. I do listen to hip-hop. And apparently, in this one story, they're saying that hip-hop stars like Kanye West, Rick Ross, Jay-Z are luring fans into trying Molly. Or ecstasy. And we have a huge push or a huge rise in the younger population of using the drugs, and it's because of the lyrics. They say 4/5 of black adults admitted that hip-hop influenced their decision to try Molly. We're going to talk about that in a little bit. Now, here's my thing when it comes to music. Okay, I don't listen to the words. And that's probably why I really don't get a lot of love songs, that I don't like listening to a lot of the love songs, because I think it's really, really sappy. I don't want to hear somebody sing to somebody else, you know, The Way You Look Tonight, or, you know, Baby Got Back. I mean, Baby Got Back. And I like big butts. I think Baby Got Back was our wedding song. Hold on. Okay, Baby Got Back. Let's just take a look at the lyrics. I really never looked at the lyrics. Okay, here we go. Oh, my God. I don't want to say the Lord's name. Becky, look at her butt. Oh, yeah, that's right. Okay, hold on a second. Let's get the Google. Hold on a second. Okay, hold on a second. Oh, my, look at her butt. Okay, hold on a second. Let's get the lyrics. I think Sir Mix-a-Lot. Okay, yeah, I know Sir Mix-a-Lot. Look at her butt. It is so big. She looks like one of those rap guys' girlfriends, but, you know, she understands those rap guys. These are the lyrics. Okay, this is why I don't really, to me, music is about the music. So he goes in, I like big butts and I cannot lie. You other brothers can't deny that when a girl walks in with an itty-bitty waist and a big thing in your face, you get. Okay, so, okay, if you read these lyrics, they may be really deep. I don't know much about Sir Mix-a-Lot. I've never met him. I don't know how deep he is, you know, in terms of, you know, his prose. But deep in the jeans she's wearing, I hooked and I can't stop staring. The guy could rhyme. You know, I don't know who wrote this for Sir Mix-a-Lot. It's a real catchy tune. He asked to take her picture. And so, you know, when I look at these, I'm like, okay, well, that's really, really nice. But this isn't about me. This is about Sir Mix-a-Lot looking at another girl's butt. So I tune out. If it doesn't have to do with me particularly, I tune out. That's, you know, we're selfish human beings. I listen to the news because the news has to do with me and my friends and my family or whatever. But listening to some song about somebody else's butt doesn't apply to me, so I don't listen to the lyrics. What movie was that or TV show? They were trying to figure out the Luai Luai song. Luai Luai, oh. Okay, and nobody could understand the lyrics to that. I'm going to pull up the Luai Luai lyrics. Hold on. Okay. And I guess, oh no, you take me where you got to go. A fine little girl, she waits for me. Me catch the ship across the sea. Me sail the ship all alone. Me never think I'll make it home. Okay, well, that's a sea shanty. Okay, so that's a nice song. That was sung by the Kingsmen a long time ago. All right, so I get, who knew? Who knew? I don't really listen to lyrics. I really don't. But I like music. I like singing lyrics that I don't know what they mean. And I like dancing, so long as it's a good beat. Okay, but this is kind of interesting. University of South Florida scientists have warned of the dangers of ecstasy. It could kill teenagers very, very easily, those kind of, you know, wanting to get high really quickly. And they say that high-profile rappers like Lil Wayne, Jay-Z were mentioned in the study, and they quizzed 100 adults of African-American descent, and the researchers were led by Dr. Kerry Rigg. He warned these artists were encouraging use of the drug because they are viewed as highly regarded and trend-setting. If you want to be cool, you want to be like French Montana or Kanye West. He said Molly is not as dangerous as opioids, but it has been linked to psychiatric problems, sexual risk-taking, and adverse health outcomes. Dr. Rigg also warned it was linked to seizures, irregular heartbeats, and even death. I'm not sure how many people have died in the U.S., but according to this article, 63 had died in 1 year taking MDMA, or ecstasy, or Molly. So, for those of you who don't know who Kanye West is, he's the one that married Kim Kardashian. Yeah, no wonder he's, yeah. All right, so let me see. How is Molly mentioned in their songs? Well, Kanye West and Blood on the Leaves says, let's take it back to the first party when you tried your first Molly. So, you know, basically acting like, okay, well, you know, that was when you first took it, meaning this is something that you should have done more often. Something about Mary, she gone off that Molly, French Montana, baby trying to leave this party, we can roll up some Molly. So, Jay-Z, I don't pop Molly, I rock Tom Ford. I guess it's a song, Tom Ford. You guys know this more than I, but ecstasy, known as MDMA, or Molly, is used in clubs because it helps keep you awake. All right, it comes in pills. You can take it. I guess the effects will last for a very long time. You also feel more lovey-dovey. And it is illegal, okay? And it's not something that, you know, you're supposed to be walking around with. And they say that there has been an eightfold increase in ecstasy deaths last year compared to 5 years ago. So it could be more that people, you know, they're in the clubs. I mean, the clubs are big. They've always been big. And drugs have always happened in clubs. But, you know, people don't want to be sedated. They want to party. They want to, you know, have sex. They want to dance. They want to live, and Molly is one of these very euphoric, enlightening, excitatory drugs. So, I guess, you know, watch what you listen to. Just listen to some Bach or Mozart. No drugs in that unless they were done with them on drugs. 1-877-DOLLY, we'll be right back. Have you ever wanted to learn the basics of Spanish? Greetings, asking how someone is doing, body parts. And if you're in the healthcare profession, have you ever wanted to learn medical Spanish to the degree where you could do a whole history and physical? Well, we've created LearnHealthSpanish.com. In under 100 minutes, you will reach a level of fluency that will blow your employers away. LearnHealthSpanish.com offers an online course under $50 that makes a great gift. And if you use code DDW, you get a discount as well. So visit LearnHealthSpanish.com and start hablando español today. Speak, speak, speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Over the last 4 years, three of the biggest online precious metals dealers have gone bankrupt and their owners put in prison due to theft and fraud. Having previously purchased precious metals, can you be sure you purchased the right product? Did you receive proper advice? Or were you stung by one of these companies? Miles Franklin has been in business for 29 years without receiving any material customer or regulatory complaints ever. Maintaining an A-plus Better Business Bureau rating and residing in Minnesota, the only state in America that regulates the precious metals industry, making doing business in precious metals with Miles Franklin the safest choice, bar none. Call us at 866-485-4346 and let us review your portfolio at no commitment whatsoever. Again, that's 866-485-4346. Get the peace of mind you deserve in working with a precious metals company with a reputation like Miles Franklin. Again, that's 866-485-4346. Miles Franklin Precious Metals, the name you can trust.
Hawaii was a wake-up call. Don't be caught without a disaster shelter. Atlas makes an all-disaster shelter that will protect your family from fallout, tornadoes, and hurricanes for only $99.99. That also includes the NBC air filtration system. Solid steel construction with an airtight bulletproof door. That's right, for $99.99 and up. Call 1-855-4-BUNKER or go to iwantthatshelter.com. Atlas Survival Shelters, the world leader in fallout shelters.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
All right, guys, we are back on Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Scott, who is working the dials, and Jason. And big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dolly and on Facebook, the Dr. Dolly Show. All right, so we're going to talk a little lovey-dovey because we're coming into Valentine's. I know, I hate the holiday. Valentine's is like the worst holiday. It just, I don't know. It's stupid. I told you guys I'm just not into it, you know. And I'll tell you guys how to get through it. It's not fun. I actually wrote an article. It's on my website at drdahlia.com and on the GCN website as well. How to get through this holiday, because if you're single, it stinks. If you're married, it stinks. We'll talk more about that in a little bit. But some of you guys are thinking about popping the question this Valentine's. Don't do it. And it's very interesting. There's an article out asking if marriage is good or bad for your health. And there's a psychologist, Dr. Nash, that has come up with a 10-question quiz that you could take to see if you are ready to tie the knot. And a big problem we have in today's society is people are not choosing to get married because they think it's going to end up in divorce, because it's expensive. They think they're not going to want to live with somebody for the rest of their lives. Is that really unnatural to expect to be with one person the rest of your life? It isn't. There's a lot of mammals in the animal kingdom that will have monogamous relationships, and humans are supposed to be one of them. Doesn't always happen, but they are supposed to be one of them. So, are there any health benefits to getting married? And we'll take the quiz together in a second. There have been studies showing that there is less depression, less high blood pressure issues, less cholesterol, less heart attacks. Yet being married, for any of you that have ever been married, is it's a roller coaster. I love being married. I love my husband. I wouldn't have done anything different. But there's definitely a lot of issues that come up, you know? And you could put the issues under the rug, and you could try to ignore it. You know, the rug may pile up and pile up and pile up until it gets really big, and you trip on it. But for the most part, I'd rather be married than single. I don't think I'd want to be out there single. I would rather have somebody that is sick of me and lives with me than somebody who thinks they like me for only 15 minutes and then leaves the back seat and goes, hey, I'm joking. No sex in the back seat. Okay, so, yes, there are health benefits. They even find that men live longer if they're married. A recent study, they say, from the University of Melbourne found that February 14th and days like 9999 or 1203 are popular wedding dates. A lot of people like getting married on dates where it looks interesting on, you know, like 9999. So September 999 was a big day. 1-2-3 for January 2nd, 03. So, and I'm sure there was, let me see, 1-2, I don't know. I'm trying to think of another date that was like really, really big. So anyway, Dr. Jen Nash is a clinical psychologist of HealthSpan. Offer some advice on what to do if you are, you know, contemplating getting married. So number one, do you find them attractive? Even though looks aren't the most important thing, you do need to have something for ongoing physical intimacy. So are they attractive? The thing with the attractive part is once you get mad at somebody or once there starts to be some baggage or some issues, they aren't attractive to you anymore. Some of the best looking people, the most gorgeous people, could look unattractive to you. It blows my mind how that happens, how beauty is in the eye of the beholder. If your mind isn't there, somebody that's quote-unquote beautiful isn't going to be beautiful to you. So what's going to stand out is something that makes them not pretty. And you're like, I don't want that person. It's a defense mechanism. I don't know if you've ever dated somebody where you're like, look, I know they're gorgeous, but no, not for me. I am so turned off. Well, it's a defense mechanism. It's a psychological defense mechanism, and your body will get turned off, which means even if they're attractive to you in the beginning, there's always that potential if things get bad for you not to be attracted to them. I never understood people who got divorced still sleeping with each other. I would think if you went through a divorce and went through all that, how would you even want to be close? How do you, I don't know. But, yeah. However, if you don't find a person attractive and you are with them because you don't want to be alone and you're like, well, they want to get married and I really don't think they're pretty. I really don't think they're good looking. It could be a problem. You have to be attracted to them. Number two, do you agree on the big things? Children, where you're going to live, finances. She says there's so many big issues you'll face and disagree on, some which you cannot foresee. You might as well work out the things that are possible to discuss now. This is always tough. How do you know what's going to happen 20 years into your marriage, 25 years, 30 years? You don't know, you know? But getting a general sense of their yeses and their noes and their attitude. Now, you got to be careful, because when you're lovey-dovey, I mean, I remember my husband was like, you know, if we had to live in the middle of a desert and with no food or water, would you live with me? And I'm like, yeah, of course. Okay, well, now, if he wants me to move to sub-Sahara, I would be like, oh, hell no. See ya. So, you know, you're not going to have all that, you know, you're not going to have all that tidied up. You know, but if you're married to somebody where they're like, nope, I only want to live in Las Vegas, Nevada, because that's where my family is, so I don't care if you have a job or not, this is where we're living. That's okay. Doesn't mean you have to leave that person. You know, she's already told you it's going to be an issue. You know, if she has to be away from her family or she has to, so then that's fine. But then what you guys do is, okay, that's great. Fine, honey. I'm with you. I love Las Vegas. We'll stay here. You know, it's a great city. Awesome city. Dr. Dahlia's here. OJ's here. It's exciting. All right. But what happens if I lose my job and I get offered a job in California? Oh, don't say that. Let's pray that doesn't happen. That's going to be an issue. If you have somebody that is just going to pray that something doesn't happen, that something will happen. And so you need to know if who you're with is going to be flexible. A marriage needs to be two flexible people working things out. Do you get along with his or her family? In-laws are a huge source of strain. Now, I luckily am an exception to the rule. We were able to get married and stay married despite in-law issues. And everybody said, look, if, you know, you guys don't get along with the in-laws, but nobody gets along with the in-laws. Okay? I mean, at that point, nobody would get married. You know, once it starts to get real, in-laws start to get in, you know, and even if I could tell myself, oh, everything's fine, there'll be an issue later. So handle it now, we're good. And it worked out. So, but if you don't get along with their family, you are going to hate Christmas, you're going to hate Thanksgiving, you're going to hate the weekends, it stinks. How does your betrothed respond in a crisis? Okay? If they completely fall apart, or they try to use you as a life support when they drown and are going to drown you as they drown, that's a problem. You know, everything's all fine and dandy when everything's good and everybody's in love and everybody's well fed, but is she going to eat you, you know, the first time she skips a meal? Or he. So, you know, how do they respond in a crisis? Can you laugh together? If you guys can't laugh or you don't find each other funny, that's a problem. Okay? I remember the first time I made a joke and my husband didn't laugh. I was like, oh, my God, the marriage is over. He's like, it just wasn't funny. And I'm like, okay, let me rewrite the joke. I rewrote it. He's like, ah, that's good. I was like, marriage is good. What are your top three values? For some of you, it's politics. You know, you have to be with a liberal or you have to be with a conservative. For some of you, it's a religion. For some of you, it's kids, you know, or whatever. So, you know, find out what your three values are. And if the other person, it's money, 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 that could be a problem. And then what's your sex life like? You know, is the sex good? If the sex isn't good, all right, are you guys able to communicate about what you want? Or do you feel like you're kind of being forced in a position that you don't want to be in, all right, so to speak, literally and figuratively? So that's important. Do you have a clear sense of your individual and shared roles? I did not want to marry somebody who was then going to turn around and say, no career for you, woman, because that would not have worked. Are you compatible from a religious and cultural perspective? Religion may not be that big in your life now, but once the kids come, you know, are you okay with baptizing? Are you okay with circumcising? All right, and these are things you got to talk about. And then what would you do if it all went wrong? You have to think about what are they going to be like. You know, what were they like with their ex? You know, are they going to be that way with you? Okay? And, you know, if you guys, you know, felt, you know, separated, are you still going to be able to stand on your own? 1-877-DOC-SOLLY. We'll be right back.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
One out of four people listening to my voice right now could die from heart disease. This could be your last year, and you don't even know it because you don't know the early warning signs. If you think you're safe because your cholesterol levels are normal, think again, because studies show that 75% of heart attack patients also had normal cholesterol levels. Let me introduce you to Strauss Heart Drops, a world-famous heart and brain formula made in Canada. It's time-tested and will give you clinical results in 90 days or your money back. Learn more at signsofheartdisease.com. They are shipping free this month.
Here's a special message for those of you who owe the IRS at least $10,000 or more in back taxes. The IRS has special programs in place that could eliminate or reduce your tax debt by thousands of dollars. Call the Federal Tax Management Helpline that has been set up for you, 800-503-8625. Stop the wage garnishments, levies, and tax liens now. Once you've qualified and enrolled, the IRS will stop all the collection activities against you. These unique programs have been allocated to help the economy and significantly reduce or eliminate your tax burden. The IRS is currently accepting reduced settlements and other favorable programs. You may qualify for substantial savings, so get the help you need. If you owe more than $10,000 in taxes, call for free information and to see if you qualify. Take down the number now for the Federal Tax Management Hotline, 800-503-8625. That's 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Non-attorney paid spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Does it seem like the bank has no interest in helping you save your home, and you feel like you have nowhere to turn for help? Then we have good news for you. Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. That's all they do. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, it's critical that you call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, Foreclosure Protection Services can help stop the foreclosure process. Call today before it's too late. New laws are in effect that may save your home. Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. 800-667-9035. That's 800-667-9035.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck, or back, or shoulder. Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body. Why take another pill? Treat your aches and pains with Sunshine Pillows. Microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra-large body heating wraps. Sunshine Pillows and Wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it, even while driving. Sunshine Pillows are designed with your comfort in mind, will not burn you, and will stay balanced on your body to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part, Sunshine Pillows start at just $20. Join hundreds of our happy customers and see why Sunshine Pillows has a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. Click sunshine-pillows.com and take the Sunshine Pillow Challenge. That's sunshine-pillows.com.
Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. Well, as we're in the sappy and, I don't know, ridiculous Valentine's week, I really don't like this holiday at all. I do like talking about relationships and helping you guys with yours. And Jim wrote on Facebook, I'm 45 years old and I have been single forever. He said that he met someone online, and I like her a lot, but don't love her. She wants to get married, and she's more into me than I am with her. He says, I feel I can't say no, as this is the only girl that even considered me marriage material my whole life. He says, maybe I'm incapable of love. Do I find her attractive? Not really, he says, but I do care about her, and I like having sex with her. If I tell her this, she'll break up with me. I think he'll tell me not to get married, but I do want to be married once in my lifetime. So this is interesting. I don't know if this happens to you guys a lot, and I how did he know? I'd tell him not to get married. I'd be like, don't get married. Okay, here's the thing. All right, so he's 45 years old. It seems like he's been single forever, meaning he isn't somebody that probably a lot of women are attracted to. That's what I could assume. However, there are many attractive guys out there that just do stupid, and a girl that is interested goes, or somebody interested goes, no. Maybe he's not interested in me. Now, there's a lot of guys out there that are kind of clueless, and so a girl will come up to him and go, oh, hi, oh, you know, that haircut looks good, and starts to touch his hair. Don't touch my haircut, you'll mess my hair up. Well, then there goes that, and you possibly could have lived the rest of your life with that woman, and you turned her off because you yelled at her for touching your hair. So, you know, there are some people like that out there, but my guess is Jim, and we're going to be honest about this, probably isn't the most, you know, isn't probably the lion that all the lionesses want. Okay? I get that. It's okay. So, he meets somebody, and she's into him, and she's ready to tie the knot, and he's not that into her. He does like having sex, so if we took that other quiz, that's a biggie. He likes having sex with her. That's important. But no, if he's not in love, he has no business marrying this woman. Unless we look at marriage as something a little bit more businesslike, okay, as a partnership. All right, if he really wanted to get married and he thinks this is his last chance at being happy and being with somebody, then I'd say go for it, you know? She's in love with you. You like being with her. As long as you come home to her and you don't cheat on her, does it matter if you love him? Do you have to be in love with somebody you marry? We haven't talked about that. Okay? Usually, yeah. You know, because if you love somebody, it sure makes a lot of things easier. But how many of you will say the lovey-dovey dropped after the first couple years of marriage? And even though you may have a deep love for them, you're not in love with them. All right, that happens. Nobody talks about that. Nobody says, well, look, you know, after about a year or two of marriage, once the in-laws get involved or you guys start to fight or you see her get pregnant and poop when she delivers a baby, you kind of fall out of love with her. Nobody talks about that, but it happens. So in essence, a lot of people are married that aren't really in love with each other. I think that's a true statement, and that's pretty accurate. So, if he likes being around her, he has a deep bond with her, they have a good friendship, can friends get married? Would that even be a better relationship than two people that are really passionate about each other that marry on a whim? See, I don't know if they studied that. I don't know if they've ever studied where two best friends decide to get married. The problem is the sex, you can't have sex with other people. That makes a marriage a little difficult. Although you have a lot of people out there that swing, which I would not recommend. I think that you don't want to bring anything like that into your nest. This is your nest, so this is your bed. Okay, the bed needs to stay pristine. But if you have two people that like having sex with each other, they like being with each other, but they're not just in love with each other, but they can live with each other. Yeah, I actually think that could work because a marriage is a partnership. You guys have to be able to live with each other. You have to be able to talk to each other. You know, I think about that. I'm a little different than the average girl, as most of my friends were guys. I had some girlfriends, but I always thought what the guys talked about was more interesting. I just always got along with the guys. I just did. And so I have a few friends who are guys that I'm not attracted to at all, not even sexually. But we get along so well that I told them, you know, if I ever end up in a nursing home later, will you be my roommate? Or if I ever have to be in assisted living, will you be, you know, can I live with you? And I could live with any one of these guys. I could live with them. Easy. Now, why is that? Is it because we have a friendship? Is it because I know their quirks and it's even better than a brother. You know, my brother, I don't know if I could live with my brother. I'd fight with them and stuff. But, you know, with your friends, you're like, all right, well, you know what? You go be a jerk. I didn't ask you to be a jerk. You go be a jerk. And then when you don't be the jerk, come back. It's different. It's different. And so I really think you could actually live with a friend and have a long-term partnership with that friend. I really do. Is it ideal? No. I think it's ideal to fall in love, want to have babies, want to create a family, etc. But the big problem is once people start to get to know each other, they just don't, you know, sometimes they just don't like being around each other. They don't like, now, okay, I've been starting to watch that show, This Is Us. I know it's a girly show, and I'm sorry, I shouldn't be, you know, watching girly shows. I'm really not into girly shows, but you guys all said it was a good show, so I was watching it. And I think I'm on episode 4, but I'm looking at the couple, okay, that just had babies, okay, and I don't want to ruin it for everybody, so those of you guys that kind of know what I'm talking about. And by episode 3, episode 4, she and he don't look like they get along that well. And you see that all the time. Maybe you're attracted to them. Maybe you want to have sex with them. Maybe you want to be married, and the concept of being married is so exciting that you want to get married. And so you marry them, and all of a sudden you're like, I really can't stand you. I don't want to be around you. And that happens in a lot of marriages, where you can't stand to be around the person you're with. Now, that doesn't necessarily mean that it's chronic. It could be very acute. There could be some people that you just don't want to be around when you're in a bad mood. And then, yeah, you want to be around them, you know, a little later in that evening or 2 days down the line. But unfortunately, there's some cases where you just really, you know, I just don't like you as a person. I don't know why I didn't see this earlier. Because love is blind. So I hate to say this, but in Jim's case, you know, if you really like being this person, you really want to be married. That's my next question. Why do you want to be married? Why do people get married now? Is it a financial thing? What's the benefit to getting married? In the olden days, it was so you don't sin, because you're not supposed to have sex out of wedlock. But now that people are having sex out of wedlock, then why are you getting married? Are you doing it to have kids? If you're not having kids, you know, I mean, for me, if I was in Jim's position, I would be worried about being alone later. At least if I'm married, you know, that means he has to stick around. But not necessarily, you know, even a married person could leave. So, you know, my next question is, why does she want to get married? Why the pressure on that end? So, yeah, on one end, don't get married. If you don't love her, don't get married. But on the other end, maybe you don't need to love a person to marry them. If you have that bond and you guys are friends and you like the sex and you think that you could live with this person, and that's the key. You have to be able to live with them. If you can't live with the person, you're in trouble. So, I know that's not the most romantic answer, but Valentine's Day stinks. It's a stupid holiday. And there's a lot of pressure, and there's a lot of pressure this week for people to get married. For those of you that don't want to get married, and your girlfriend or boyfriend's like, all right, well, we got to do it because it's Valentine's Day. No, you don't. 1-877-DOC-DELLY. We'll be right back.
Fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center-cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready-to-eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and serve. Life-saving, ready-to-eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from 3 health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to LibertyOnCall.org. That's LibertyOnCall.org.
Speak, speak, speak. speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy. Have you ever wanted to learn the basics of Spanish? Greetings, asking how someone is doing, body parts. And if you're in the healthcare profession, have you ever wanted to learn medical Spanish to the degree where you could do a whole history and physical? Well, we've created LearnHealthSpanish.com. In under 100 minutes, you will reach a level of fluency that will blow your employers away. LearnHealthSpanish.com offers an online course under $50 that makes a great gift. And if you use code DDW, you get a discount as well. So visit LearnHealthSpanish.com and start Hablando Español today.
Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutriMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutritious meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutriMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com. NutriMedical.com for the whole family.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FiveStarSoap.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Here's a special message for those of you who owe the IRS at least $10,000 or more in back taxes. The IRS has special programs in place that could eliminate or reduce your tax debt by thousands of dollars. Call the Federal Tax Management Helpline that has been set up for you, 800-503-8625. Stop the wage garnishments, levies, and tax liens now. Once you've qualified and enrolled, the IRS will stop all the collection activities against you. These unique programs have been allocated to help the economy and significantly reduce or eliminate your tax burden. The IRS is currently accepting reduced settlements and other favorable programs. You may qualify for substantial savings, so get the help you need. If you owe more than $10,000 in taxes, call for free information and to see if you qualify. Take down the number now for the Federal Tax Management Hotline, 800-503-8625. That's 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
She's a lion. She's a lion. A lion. She's a lion.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DAHLIA, 1-877-DOCDALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. All right, so this is kind of frustrating. When you hear something like this, you're like, oh, please, Lord, have mercy. Don't let this happen to me. But an Oregon woman has 14 worms pulled from her eye. Did you guys hear about this? It's a rare eye infection where she had 14 little baby tiny worms. and may have been the first human to have contracted this type of parasitic infection that is usually spread by flies. This is being reported in the American Journal of Tropical Medicine and Hygiene. Back in August 2016, Abby Beckley, 26 years old, had to have these worms removed from her left eye. She was diagnosed with Thalassia gulosa. It's a type of eye worm usually seen in cattle in the northern U.S. and southern Canada, but we don't kind of see this in humans. Scientists said the disease is spread by face flies that feed on the tears that lubricate the eyeball. Becky had been horseback riding and fishing in Gold Beach, Oregon, a coastal cattle farming area. After a week of battling an irritated eye, she pulled out a worm. She goes, so I pulled my eye kind of down like this, and I looked at the bottom, little crevice, and I was like, something looks wrong. Maybe I have a piece of fuzz stuck there. So I went like this in a picking motion, and I felt something in between my fingers, and I pulled it out, and I looked at my finger. It was a moving worm. I would have screamed. I would have been like, ah! Dr. Erin Bonura, an assistant professor of medicine at Oregon Health Science University, told Fox 12 that she asked her to keep pulling out the worms because if doctors prescribed medication, the worms would die in the eye and wouldn't be removed. The worms were translucent and maybe about a half inch at the most in length. Beckley had no additional worms in her eye and had no additional symptoms once the worms were removed. Wow, I wonder if she got to pay herself her own copay. She goes, when I was going through it, it was like there were parts of it that were so strangely comical, but then there were parts of it that just felt like I was living in a nightmare. So wormies, right, can be seen in several different kinds of animals, including cats and dogs. It can be spread by different kinds of flies. And Dr. Richard Bradbury of the CDC and lead author of the study says two other types of Thalassia eye worm infections have been seen in people before, but nothing like this. So maybe she kind of nuzzled up to the horsey. I don't know how she got these in her eyes. Maybe the worms reproduce. I don't know much about this type of worm that causes this, but that is really, really sick. And I was looking at a little picture where you could kind of see a worm's head. That is some scary stuff. I would be beside myself. I would. 1-877-DOCTALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Kidney stones are on the rise in the United States. Right? It's going to CNN. A study published yesterday in the journal Mayo Clinic Proceedings looks at the prevalence of kidney stones over a period of almost three decades from 1984 to 2012 among more than 10,000 residents of Minnesota. And they said kidney stones increased more than fourfold among women and more than twofold among men, and women between the ages of 18 and 39 had the highest increase in cases, jumping from 62 to 252 cases from the years 1984 to 2012. I'm one of them, by the way. I had my kidney stone in 1990. That was me. So I was one of them. Dang! I was like 19 years older. Oh, don't tell the age. Tell the, okay. I was a baby. Yeah. One person year is a year lived by each participant for the duration of the study. So it was one person year, over 100,000 person years. Anyway, all right, so kidney stones. We've talked about kidney stones before. They're pretty common. Apparently, they affect about 10% of people at some point in their lives. You get these solid pieces of material that crystallize in the kidney, in the ureters, or the bladder due to a variety of issues, either genetic or environmental. And the number one cause of kidney stone is calcium, like a calcium type of stone. And they say calcium in the urine is certainly a factor, but not in all the patients. For me, my kidney stone was a uric acid stone. I've told you guys about this. I've bored you to death about it. But uric acid that we see in people with gout, high levels of uric acid can crystallize and make a very beautiful stone. Now, I don't have high uric acid. I didn't think I did. The only uric acid issue we have in the family is my grandfather had gout. But unfortunately for me, I must have accumulated it in the kidney and made a kidney stone. And it was horrible. Worse than labor. I mean, I experienced labor years later, and the kidney stone was way worse because you're bleeding, you're in pain, you're throwing up. It was horrible. All right, so in that case, my kidney stone must have been related to genetics. They say too much calcium in the urine is a factor, and then there's other things that could come into play related to diet or not drinking enough fluids. And I'll tell you why I think kidney stones are on the rise. And they cause this renal colic. Whenever you start to pass anything through a smooth muscle tube in your body, whether it's a gallstone, whether it's a kidney stone, you get pain in waves, and it's called colic. And the pain starts from the low back, and it wraps around all the way down to your groin. And it is not fun. And, you know, men say, well, it may be male childbirth. And women are like, no, childbirth is worse. No, men, it's worse. Kidney stones are worse than childbirth. So don't even compare to childbirth. It's worse. It's bad. And we usually do need opioids. So hopefully, you know, they'll still be around for us to get some. So we do CAT scans to confirm the diagnosis. We also want to make sure that the stone isn't causing back pressure. If the stone is in the ureter and the ureter connects the kidney to the bladder, that's where the urine that's being made can drip down. It's a tube. If there's a stone blocking that, now you get back pressure in the kidney and you can get hydronephrosis. You can even go into kidney failure. So we do not mess with kidney stones. Once you pass a kidney stone, we like to examine the stone and figure out what kind of stone so we could, you know, make dietary recommendations or environmental recommendations. For me, they couldn't find the stone. Maybe it dissolved. So what we do is we do a stone risk assessment where we have you urinate in a container for 24 hours and we see what you give off more, what compounds are given off more. And for me, my uric acid was through the roof, and that's how they knew it was uric acid stone. Whereas if your calcium was through the roof or, you know, any other sort of type of compound, then we'd know it's that. So they found that there was a lot more of these stones and cases. Apparently, they said over 80 million CAT scans were performed in the U.S. in 2016 alone for this. They say most kidney stones are made up of calcium salts, calcium oxalate, or calcium phosphate, and both types have increased. Calcium oxalate is the most common. 75% of all stones. And oxalate is found in beets, chocolate, tea, nuts. So what could be going on? Well, a lot of us drink tea. A lot of us don't drink enough water. A lot of us are going to energy drinks. A lot of us are doing low carbs and high protein. Well, high protein could increase your uric acid. There's also struvite stones. Struvite stones are associated with urinary tract infections. So there could be a, you know, maybe there could be a small link to STIs. There's a whole variety of different things that could be in play, but I think we're eating a lot more protein. We're taking a lot more supplements. A lot of people are taking supplements, and these things get chalky, and they have calcium in them. And a lot of us don't drink enough water. So according to the Mayo Clinic, they want at least 2 to 3 quarts of water per day to help remove small stones because that'll help flush out the urinary system and not allow sediment to saturate and become a stone. But you got to drink fluids. All right? For larger stones, sometimes we have to do a stent, you know, where we have to widen the ureter, put a stent in the ureter to allow stones to pass. Sometimes we use sound waves to break up the stones. Sometimes we even have to do surgery. So kidney stones, not fun. CNN did a great job discussing this. Make sure you're drinking your fluids. You got to drink a lot of fluids a day. To ask your doctor how much fluids you should drink. And no, tea, coffee, energy drinks don't suffice. Yeah, you got fluids in that. You get water in that. But I would do fresh water. Not fresh water like, you know, pure water, purified. 1-877-DR-ELLIE. Don't go away.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, Do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
Kiss your credit card debt goodbye. I'm Pharmacist Keith. Dr. Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, and myself want to show you how to achieve financial peace, creating an extra income that will last for years to come by joining Dr. Wallach's crusade, spreading his message of better health. To learn more, visit radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com, radio.recordedvideo.com, or call 866-257-3105 for a recorded message.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.